Hi, thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Pix Now update.
Oakland police calling off the search for an armed suspect after a shooting happened at around 3 this morning on East 17th Street in the San Antonio neighborhood. Police say that an officer tried to detain a suspicious person, but he ran off. During the chase, the suspect turned and fired a gun at the officer. The officer was not hurt and did not fire back. Investigators combed that area, could not find the suspect, but they did recover a gun. Police have not yet provided a description of that suspect.
Residents at San Francisco's Hunter's Point are taking matters into their own hands. They've hired their own scientist to analyze the radioactive waste problems, and that scientist has concluded there is no evidence to support claims the shipyard is safe. Just 3 weeks ago, a radioactive deck marker was discovered in a plot of land the Navy had already deemed clear. That followed accusations the contractor hired to clean up the site and had falsified soil sample test results. Homeowners have already filed suit.
It's always a song and dance show, and we're never really able to get the truth. And of course, since they created this mess and now they're overseeing the cleanup of it, we don't have a lot of trust or faith in them.
The information from this new analysis will be presented to a citizens committee investigating Bayview Hunter's Point and the shipyard in late January.
A U.S. Navy helicopter crashed onto the flight deck of the USS Ronald Reagan. It happened while the ship was conducting routine operations in the Philippine Sea Friday morning. Navy officials say that 12 people had injuries, none of them life-threatening. Ship remains mission capable, and the cause of the crash is now under investigation.
Investigations into the disappearance of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi are expected to wrap up soon. CBS News has confirmed reports the Saudis are preparing to blame his death on Major General Ahmed Al-Asiri, a top Saudi official, intelligence official who was close to the crown prince. Khashoggi has not been seen in more than 2 weeks after he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. President Trump says he believes it's likely Khashoggi is dead and said there will be consequences for those responsible.
Well, it'll have to be very severe. I mean, it's bad stuff, but we'll see what happens.
Saudi leaders continue to deny any knowledge of what happened to Khashoggi.
Elle Magazine is facing backlash for a fake tweet claiming that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian West have split. Those who clicked on the tweet to read more were redirected to a voter registration page instead. Some thought that the stunt was clever, while others slammed it for using clickbait and accused Elle for spreading fake news. Elle took to Twitter again to apologize, writing, "We made a bad joke. Our passion for voter registration clouded our judgment, and we are sincerely sorry."
Getting rejected by Rihanna would hurt anyone's feelings if you're the largest sporting event of the year, especially. The singer rebuffed the offer to perform at the upcoming Super Bowl's halftime show in support of Colin Kaepernick. Sources tell Entertainment Tonight she's standing in solidarity with NFL players, sparking controversy by kneeling during the national anthem. Neither Rihanna nor the NFL have commented on the matter.
Take a look at this time lapse. A foggy morning commute into San Francisco. This was the view from our exclusive Salesforce Tower camera just before 9 a.m. In the distance, you could see the Golden Gate Bridge, the top of the tower, as the fog rolled in. Let's check in with Mary with more on our current conditions and where Carl is now.
All right. Yeah, I just love that time lapse. And here is a live look with our Salesforce Tower camera and still some patchy fog out there. But now you can see the Golden Gate Bridge there. Well, let's show you what you can expect. We are going to see that sunshine as we head through the rest of the morning and into the afternoon. We will be warming up to above average temperatures for today and especially for tomorrow. So that sunshine for the weekend, and it does look like Saturday will be the warmest day out of our weekend. So satellite and radar view, there's that ridge of high pressure that will continue to build, and that means weaker onshore winds, and that's why we are talking about warmer weather today and especially for tomorrow. So mid-70s in San Francisco, and that is above normal for those daytime highs for where we should be for this time of year. Mid to upper 70s in Oakland, the low 80s in Fremont, as well as for San Jose, and mid-80s in Fairfield, Livermore, and Concord there. As we head through Saturday, again, warmer, but still plenty of sunshine as we head through the rest of the weekend on Sunday, and much cooler by next week. Back to you.
Mary, thank you. Today, you may have the chance to be a billionaire. The Mega Millions jackpot has just hit $1 billion, the largest in Mega Millions history. Moments ago, lotto officials increased the grand prize ahead of tonight's drawing. But before you go crazy buying all those tickets, CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger wants you to play smart.
Instead of spending $200 a year on lottery tickets, maybe we could encourage people to say, okay, why not spend 10 or 20 bucks a year? Take the rest of the money and maybe pay down some outstanding credit card bills.
It's a good plan, good balance there. In the last drawing on Tuesday, a Safeway employee in San Francisco matched 5 out of the 6 numbers. That ticket is estimated to be worth almost $2 million.
All right, but if you don't win the lottery, you may still be able to afford a Tesla. CEO Elon Musk announcing this morning that the company is offering a cheaper version of its Model 3, which is their lowest priced car right now. The new version will start at $45,000, which is about $4,000 cheaper than the Model 3.
We are going to be back in an hour with our newscast at noon on KPIX.com. And you can also watch our hourly updates on any of your favorite platforms.
And be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Amazon, and Google. Let us know what you think.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.